Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. Jeff Prather here with the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Ex-DIA branch chief, ex-special operations soldier, ex-DEA special agent, federal firearms instructor, martial arts master, now your intelligence officer on KVOI.com, AM 1030, The Voice. You can call in at 520-790-2040. Always welcome your calls. What the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me over a decade ago. But they're not really after me or him. They're after you. They're after you to control you. I was the DEA special agent that exposed DEA running drugs into America for fast and furious guns going south. The deep state DOJ faked an investigation, faked a phony report, then leaked it to discredit me, just like they did to Trump. But after all their lies and schemes, I was never convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. But until Trump, nobody took on the deep state, and until me, nobody exposed them. Now together, we are restoring our republic. The revolution has begun. It will not be televised. It will be found on citizen journalist shows like this one. Get your car ready at Perfection Auto Works. Get it crisis ready for emergencies. Always keep at least a quarter of a tank, and always have a good spare. Keep your oil topped off. That's something we always did when we were running around foreign countries in vehicles. We're talking about the beast today. I agree with Charles. That is sheer genius. Nobody would, but Trump would have the genius to run the beast around the Daytona 500. I've been in the White House looking out as the Secret Service convoy was leaving with all their cool armored Suburbans, been in armored Suburbans, taught armored. In fact, I'm going to be teaching a TVOC coming up in March, and that's open to civilians, but probably have some police there as well. TVOC is Tactical Vehicular Operations. You can go to warriorschool.com. It's a rare course where I'm actually teaching evasive driving, high-speed backing, passenger-side driving, ramming, shooting through windshields, shooting under cars, skipping around, skipping cars over hoods. I got to do when I was with the government in special operations and in intelligence. Not pitting. That's law enforcement is pitting. It's not where they do in the movie where they come up alongside and bang. No. A pit is where you take the edge of your front bumper and hit the rear tire and spin the car. You're starting to see that now. It's pretty calm. But there's also ramming. I'm talking about ramming and emergency evasive driving and ways to shoot into, out of, and around and be protected inside the car. So if you're interested in that, you go to warriorschool.com. Give me a call at 241-7690. That's the Warrior School number. Don't teach too many courses anymore, but I used to teach a lot of courses, over 250 five-day courses to all the military branches, all the intelligence agencies before they were deploying to the rock pile and the sandbox. And but for your regular car preparation, you should get to Perfection Auto Works and see Mike Emery, my first and most passionate sponsor there at 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com. I was just in there a little bit ago. You should also, I've just got my website revised, one of my websites. It's jeffreyprather.com. Go check it out. It's pretty cool. When you're spelling Jeffrey, it's R-E-Y, not E-R-Y, jeffreyprather.com. It's got my podcasts up there. It's got my books up there. It's got some pretty cool stuff happening. Check it out. And you can subscribe to my podcast and more to come. And you can support the show at The Prather Point on gogetfunding.com. Need your support to stay on the air because nobody owns me. You can check out my books. Initiation is right there with jeffreyprather.com and Chase about terrorism on the border, and come into my dojo. It's been going on 30 years. I was just in there teaching yesterday. BujinkanUSA.com. Or try my handgun class on Wednesday nights, teaching security guard classes. Arizona DPS certified security guard company as well. But anyway, lots going on as usual. And my wife, before I left, I was like, now slow down. Don't talk too much. Don't talk too fast. Cause I always try and get everything in. So I'm going to talk slower. So subscribe to my new website at jeffreyprather.com. And, so I know what you're all upset about. Feel free to call in, but at 520-790-2040, but I know you're all upset. No one's more upset than me that McCabe is not being prosecuted. I know. And Comey is not being prosecuted. I know, but I'm going to talk about that, and we're going to get to that and what I hope is going on. But, you know, they say, well, we have a two-tiered justice system. No, our republic is fallen. We no longer have a democratic republic. There is one set of laws for the democratic left elite class where they can do whatever they want. And then for the rest of us, we are persecuted. The hypocrisy of the left, where they're talking about, just like the news, even the little news blast on this station, on my host station. Oh, there's calling for AG Barr to resign. What about AG Eric Holder, who had to resign in disgrace for contempt of Congress for perjuring himself multiple times and lying before Congress about running guns and Obama running guns and bringing executive privilege? The hypocrisy of the left is just stunning, and that people buy this stuff is just amazing. To me, he spied on Rosen at Fox News. He lied about there was no Fast and Furious. Then he perjured himself in letters. He threatened congressmen, and then Brennan spied on Congress and spied on the American people. McCabe lied about it. This is all documented. This is not, you know, like I said with my neighbor who's a friend who's like, well, that's your opinion. No, this is fact. This is fact. All found out in the Inspector General's reports and investigations. And it certainly appears that if you're like General Flynn, who says, I'm going to reform the intelligence community, or I'm going to look into Pizzagate being code for child crimes, then the deep state is going to go after you, and they're going to break you. They're going to destroy you. Believe me, they tried to do that to me. You can still Google me, and you'll see the Prather cult, the Prather sexual abuse stuff. None of it's true. None of it's fact-based. There's no charges. There's no crimes. But that's just what they do, is kill the messenger to destroy the message. That's exactly what they're doing to Trump, exactly what they did to Flynn, exactly what they did to me. It's not fun. Believe me, it takes a huge toll on your health, on your family and everything. But that's just what they do. Meanwhile, whatever they're accusing you of, they're doing. They're projecting, and they're trying to take the heat off of themselves. So what's happening right now is they are really worried, and that's what I'm going to go into, because I know everybody's like, why is McCabe not being prosecuted for lying and perjuring to Congress and the FISA court? Well, the state is very deep. The swamp is very large. And it's difficult. It may be that it's just business as usual. I don't know. You know, I'm out of the game now. Well, I try to be out of the game as much as they'll let me be out of the game. But we don't know whether this is going to come through. I think it's got to come through, because if Trump doesn't move ahead, they'll find something else. They will impeach him again. They will keep going. So this is really a zero-sum confrontation. Is one side wins and one side loses. It's not just like politics and business as usual. But anyway, I'm going to get into that. So I know what you're all concerned about. Feel free to call in, but I'm going to address it right after this break. This is Jeff Prather. Be patient. Patience comes first is the first motto of the dojo. On the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back right there on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, back with you. Okay, so they have dropped charging McCabe from the criminal referrals made by IG Horowitz's criminal referral from his report. That's all. Calm down. It has nothing to do with the Durham investigation. So the IG, the Inspector General, for whether it's the DOJ or the Intelligence Committee Inspector General, all they can do is find fact. They can't bring bring charges themselves, but they can refer for criminality, and they can only ask. Like I had a case against Holder for my Christian faith. And I said, hey, they're making me out to be, and you can always look this up too. They're making me out to be some. Who is the guy in Waco? They're trying to make me out like some cult leader. And I said, they're trying to make me out like a religious nut. So they went to the guy who was investigating, the DOJ guy, my Comey, McMillan was his name, Rusty McMillan. He goes, I did not call him a religious nut. They didn't say, well, did you infer that he was scary like the guy? They are very limited. They just ask very direct. They don't do a lot of criminal investigation. So that's all that's happened here. This could be the swamp, the meet the new boss, same as the old boss. It could be that. And if it is, you know, things are going to get a lot worse. And I'm not advocating it, but it'll probably be like eventually, like Starship Troopers, where when the Republic became so corrupt and fell, the veterans took over. You know, there's a lot of veterans right now, a lot of great veterans. Senator Tom Cotton, infantry army colonel, speaking out about all kinds of great stuff. That could happen. We don't want that to happen. An internal civil war within our government is the worst kind of warfare, where we're fighting each other, but it could happen. But all that's happened so far is that the criminal referrals from Horowitz's IG report, they have dropped charging McCabe. That doesn't mean that Durham is not looking into him. I believe Durham is. And what you're seeing, I think, I hope, I have faith and hope. In our country and in the goodness of the virtuous republic that makes up our country is that this is still happening. I think that's what Barr's saying also when he's saying, hey, I can't do my job if Trump's criticizing me all the time, because then Trump didn't say anything. And it was very clear. Trump just said, hey, we got nothing else to say. I think they're trying to lull the criminal left into a sense of vulnerability. I could be wrong on this, but there's just so much going on. You know, Barr has brought in a lot of review prosecutors. He's going to review Stone's. You know, Stone, they're coming at gun. They're coming with long guns. They got frogmen out in the back of the house. You know, it was ridiculous. Meanwhile, and Flynn makes some dates wrong, and they say, oh, you don't need a lawyer, and they're going after him. Meanwhile, Hillary, 33,000 emails, lies, Uma, all her people get deals for giving nothing. The hypocrisy is just stunning and so obvious. And Obama runs guns, runs drugs. You know, that's my end of it, and runs cash to terrorist organizations, and no problem. So there's a lot happening behind the scenes. I'm hoping that it is simply that the criminal referral from the Horowitz report is just not that strong, and they don't have... They don't subpoena people and everything. Durham can do a lot more, and hopefully is. So let me back up and explain to you why I think this, okay? Because you've got to remember, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not a political guy. I'm not a, I've done TV and, you know, movies, but that's not my primary thing. My primary thing was that I was a special operations soldier. I was a DEA special agent and firearms instructor and special operator, and I was a DI and collection officer. My expertise is in the executive branch of intelligence, military, and federal law enforcement. I know it very well. I spent my entire career doing all that simultaneously. I was triple credentialed in that. So what Barr said when he came in was I want to see, it's pretty obvious that there was spying. And remember when the Dems say, oh, it's all a conspiracy theory, it's not true. It turned out to be true. Oh, Trump is working with the Russians. Schiff, I've got proof. Lied about that. Mueller investigation. Hey, we've got proof. Lied about that. Didn't talk to the whistleblower. Lied about that. So if you just look at the math, the left has continually lied about all this stuff. But there was spying, and Barr said, hey, what's the predicate? Was there a good predicate? Well, we now know that there was no good predicate. The Steele dossier, the FBI even gave classified information to Steele. Steele, former British intelligence officer with the Five Eyes, the five intelligence organizations, got his information from a Russian intelligence officer. It's disinformation that that they fell for. Because the FBI's foreign counterintelligence program is a joke. So what does that mean? So what's the biggest threat of the deep state? Well, it's hard to say. Okay, there's the federal law enforcement that's a wreck. That's the FBI. There's the intelligence community. There's the judicial community. So there's a lot going on. Charles's show is real interesting because of the judge. Because remember, when Rand Paul wanted to ask through the Supreme Court Justice Roberts about Eric Carmella, he wouldn't read the question. Why would he? If he doesn't know, why wouldn't he read the question? The setup is in at the Supreme Court, at the head justice of the Supreme Court. The setup is in. That's scary. The as I've mentioned before, the head FISA court judge, Rosemary Cuellar, presiding judge of the U.S. Foreign Surveillance Court, ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to destroy evidence of illegal domestic surveillance collected on and before March 17, 2017, the exact date on which the American Report published the first full-length report revealing John Brennan and James Clapper use of the hammer to wiretap Trump. That's that NSA. I've done a deep dive, several deep dive shows on that hammer, that device to activate people's phones and computers. And Robert Mueller provided the FBI computers for the hammer, an illegal domestic surveillance system operated from a secret CIA facility by President Obama's intelligence officials, Brennan and Clapper, to spy on the Supreme Court justices and Donald Trump for blackmail and leverage, according to CIA, FBI, NSA contractor turned whistleblower Dennis Montgomery. This is not new. I'm just refreshing you. So the CIA is spying on the Supreme Court and the president. So I think if you're going to, you can say drain the swamp. Okay. Now, where do we start draining the swamp? And what's the priority? Triage. What's the priority? You know, you shoot the closest guy that's running at you. The closest guy, bad guy running at you is who you shoot first. Okay. You don't shoot the guy in the back of the room. You shoot the guy up close because he's going to get to you first. He's the scariest. What's the scariest of these? Well, what has, not Shift, but the other guy, the other, they're all weird looking, besides Pelosi.
Nadler?
Not Nadler. Yeah, he's a weird looking one, but the other one, he's the House guy. But anyway, he's like, the intelligence community has six ways to Sunday to get to you. Who am I thinking of? Somebody's got that out there. But anyway, so, who do you have to worry about first? Well, is it the judicial community? No, because things have to come to the judicial community. Is it law enforcement? Well, probably not, because law enforcement is more mainly enforcing laws after they're broken. Who can do covert operations on you and has spied on Supreme Court, on Trump, on Congress, and on the American people? Well, that's the intelligence community. That's the CIA. And on March 17, 2017, members of Congress were leaving Washington for St. Patrick's Day. Representative Adam Schiff, ranking member on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, held a classified briefing about President Trump's claim that President Obama wiretapped Trump at Trump's Tower. And that's when Rogers went up there to talk to him. 2 days later, on March 19th, Four-star Navy Admiral James Lyons and Air Force three-star General Thomas McKinnery brought the America's Report expose on Dennis Montgomery and the Hammer to America's radio airwaves during the broadcast of Operation Freedom. And that same evening, March 19, 2017, FBI counterintelligence official Peter Stroke and FBI attorney Lisa Page exchanged a text message that specifically mentioned Montgomery and Montgomery's attorney, Larry Kingman. So, but it's really with the NSA. So let's back up and talk about where this all came from and why I think that we just have to be patient. It's easy for us to sit here and say, hey, drain the swamp. It's a whole nother thing to drain the swamp while you're being continually attacked. Anyway, got some calls coming in, and I'll stop for those. I saw Paul. Is it Paul on the line there? Yeah, Paul.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you were trying to think of Jerry Nadler, the name before.
Nah, it's somebody else, but I can't think of the guy's name. It's the guy with the glasses down on his nose, the real.
Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer, there you go. Chuck Schumer, yeah. Yeah.
But he's a senator.
Senator, okay. Yeah. So I'm not a political expert.
It's hard for me to believe. Now, I spent over 20 years in the Navy, and I cannot believe that we don't have honest, do-or-die, love Americans in these committees, in the Senate, in the House, in these committees that are willing to stand up and talk. Why is everyone so scared to death, including our teachers who are now teaching our kids to be good little communists, and nobody's even willing to stand up for it? What's happened to our American's backbone?
We have been infiltrated by the communists and socialists, and they intimidate everybody from saying anything. That's in the education system. That's in Hollywood. That's what's going on now. But veterans like yourself, Paul, are coming back in. Like I said, Senator Tom Cotton, SEAL with one eye. I can't remember his name. There's a couple Green Berets in there. There's some great, fabulous veterans that are going in there that fought the war on terrorism, that nothing's going to scare these guys. Even Tulsi Gabbard on the left is a patriotic veteran who called out Hillary. So things are getting better. I'm on a break here. I will come back and we will continue to dive into this deeply. This is Jeff Prath on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. Okay, taking a deep dive into why I think it's okay that McCabe was off the hook. So again, if we go a little bit backwards into December last year, Attorney General William Barr announced indictment of 8 people on major charges. And these were a massive scheme funneling money from foreign donations to congressional Democrats, 2 Lebanese American businessmen, including a witness in then Special Counsel Mueller's probe, and I had talked about this too, conspiring to funnel $3 million into the 2016 elections of an unnamed presidential candidate. Gosh, who could that be? Maybe Hillary? In an unsealed 53-count indictment, prosecutors alleged that Ahmad Andy Quajala, and I talked about this, CEO of an online payment processing company, and George Nader talked about this too. This was Mueller's star witness, act as a liaison between President Trump's top advisors and officials within the United Arab Emirates and conspired to conceal Nader's $3.5 million campaign contributions to Hillary and 2 others. And guess who is at the top of that list? Adam Schiff, which is why you see Schiff continually running this dog and pony show from the intelligence community. It shouldn't be the intelligence community. It's a committee. It should be the Judicial Committee. It's not even the right committee. There were so many things wronged with this. And that was a federal grand jury with 53 indictments. So that is very significant. So, and then we see that. So do you see why I think they got to focus on their investigation that they control, Durham. Barr doesn't. Durham works for Barr. Horowitz does not work for Barr. And that, and they, then everything is available for Durham under a criminal investigation, not under. And then what's the biggest target first? And it's the intelligence community. Anyway, Kirk, you're on the line. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Jeff. I think you're exactly right. You said it before. It's not about winning re-election. It's about staying out of jail. And I think they're scared to death, and they're pulling out all the stops to try to slow this down. If you have time and wouldn't mind addressing it, one of the things that really concerns me is the misuse of national level intelligence assets turned inward on the United States citizens. And that's exactly what Senator Frank Church was worried about in the 70s. Remember when he had his hearings on the CIA and the misuse of CIA assets focused on U.S. citizens? What a controversy that was, and now we're reliving that. People have forgotten.
Yeah, where do I start? I mean, that's a whole show. And, you know, that's why I'm going to do the Prather event, two or three hours, where I'm going to take a deep dive into this stuff. But if you have a point to make, go ahead and make it, because you're right on.
Well, no, what I'm concerned about is, and you probably see it more on your down on the border where you are, but these fusion cells where we're taking national level intelligence, fusing it with state and local, even municipal intelligence, and it seems like it's a huge problem because it's oriented inward on citizens and trying to paint like patriots as white supremacists or kooks, things like that, instead of using that intelligence outward to protect the nation, to protect the homeland. Could you talk about that, or is that too broad a subject?
No, I mean, it's a huge subject, and I could do several shows on that, and I will address that at the – it's not going to be a pizza. It's probably going to be at a local restaurant, but I'm just waiting to hear back from them. Pocos and Moms about doing this event. We're talking to them. They're a free shout-out there. But thanks, Kirk. Thanks for the call. But – that is a huge problem. I'm going to do a whole show on how the CIA starts in Mena, Arkansas. Got guys trying to call in, except they got to keep running to not get killed by the Clintons for that. But CIA Director John Brennan, with help from the director of the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, used to stand out in front of the DNI's office a lot when I was on active duty. James Clapper gathered foreign intelligence. This is the steel stuff from the Russian contact, Russian disinformation. Remember Obama? Hey, tell Putin I'll be better able to have more freedom after re-election, and then fed it through the domestic intelligence community, doing a whole bunch of unmasking, and then the FBI became the handler of Brennan's intelligence. So this is kind of technical. So let me, I was just talking before the show, and somebody was saying something to me. There is an agent, Prather. Well, it was special agent. I was a special agent commissioned by the president through the Department of Justice, through the Drug Enforcement Administration. I was also a commissioned officer in the United States Army Reserve. Kirk and I got commissioned together back in 1984, a long time ago, when we were young. And then, like a Border Patrol agent is a regular agent. In the intelligence community, they're typically called intelligence officers, intelligence collectors, or case officers is the old term, and a case officer runs an agent. But the most important thing is he's a handler. So when I was a special agent, I had informants. Now they call them sources. But and so I would pay that guy to go in and, you know, sell dope, find information, whatever. When I was an intelligence officer, I would also pay informants, sources. But in this case, what this is the FBI became the handler for Brennan's intelligence. And so the Department of Justice, so it's kind of on a grand scale, as opposed to doing this on an individual scale, it was on a grand scale. So the CIA sends all this out, and then it comes in through the FBI to mask it through the Five Eyes service. So the DOJ facilitated investigations by the FBI, providing a crucial shield for non-disclosure. The Department of State became the mechanism of information and dissemination for all these leaks. And then who was head of the Department of State? Hillary Clinton. Hillary's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee provided funding, support, media, and media collusion for all this. Of course, where did they learn all this? Well, that's a whole nother show, but they learned this in Mena, Arkansas, when the CIA was flying in cocaine and money, and that's when the kids get killed on the railroad tracks, and I'm going to do a whole nother show on that. And so Hillary and the Clintons really taught a lot of this to Obama. But the media was corrosive and complicit in all of this as well. Stories were pushed. Stories are still being pushed by the media. And facts, total facts, are being ignored completely. And Brennan took unofficial foreign intelligence compiled by contacts, colleagues, and associates, primarily from the UK, from the United Kingdom, but also from the other Five Eyes members, such as Australia, and individuals in official positions, like Robert Hannigan, the head of GCHQ, that's Britain's equivalent of the National Security Agency. Remember, the NSA is the big dog in the intelligence community, not the CIA. Partnered with other UK foreign intelligence members, former MI6 head Sir Richard Dearlove, former ambassador Sir Andrew Wood, and private UK intelligence firm Hakluyt all played a role. And in 2016, Hannigan, and that's the UK intelligence guy, came to Washington to meet with Brennan regarding alleged communications between Trump and Moscow. And then he abruptly announced his retirement. And The Guardian, which is a British newspaper, speculated that this was because he shared intelligence. So what they're doing is they were going out to other intelligence services saying, hey, report this back, and then we can unmask it, and then we can use it as real intelligence through the CIA, and then give it to the FBI to run the investigation, and then we'll take it to the judiciary. So what's the source? Where does all this start? It starts in the intelligence community. Who's the scariest? Who's the darkest? Who says, hey, the intelligence community got six ways to Sunday to get you? It's the intelligence community. So that's why I think what's coming is much more important than McCabe, who was deputy director. There's huge fish to fry here. Obama and Hillary are at the top of this list. But let's look at who is possibly being rescued by AG Barr. Well, it's General Flynn. His case is being reviewed, and the left doesn't like that. And that's how we can tell that something's happening, because the left does not like that. So that's really who was General Flynn going to head up? He was going to head up the DIA, my old agency. Why is that significant? Because Flynn said, I'm going to reform the intelligence community. The intelligence community has been infiltrated, and I'm going to look at all these child crimes. And so who do they go after first? Who do they set up first? Flynn. Hopefully this is starting to make sense, because the propaganda press doesn't tell you. It's just all a mess out there. So they tried to – is Kirk still on?
Yes.
Go ahead. Kirk,
I've been
say something.
And rapt attention.
Go ahead. Say something.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. It showed the level of you're so right on so many levels. But one of the things that showed the rigged game to me was like Roger Stone's recent trial. I'm no fan of Roger Stone, but it was clear that the judge was completely biased in this. They knew they had a woman that was completely biased. She ran as a Democrat. She had photos on her social media of her with Donna Brazile, the head of the DNC, yet she was allowed to be on this jury, so she wasn't impartial at all. She lied to get on the jury and become the forewoman of the jury, and the judge knew about it and insisted, even after the defense raised their objections, the judge allowed her to stay on the jury and allowed the trial to go forward. So it's so completely biased.
And who was out there at the dawn raid of the FBI at Stone's house? Who was there?
CNN.
Hey, we just happened to be there. Oh, my God. I mean, this is stuff that communist countries do. Anyway, got to take a break. Thanks for the call, Kirk.
So
I will continue on this. That was great. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you on final segment after this. Okay, Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, final segment in Perfection Auto Works Studios, 520-790-2040. Still got a lot to cover here. So Barr has parachuted five different U.S. attorneys from around the country into various politically charged cases. That's why always look at what your enemy's doing. The left is our enemy. And what are they doing? They're calling now for whose impeachment? Barr. They want Barr to be impeached now. That means we're getting close. And going back to what Kirk was saying, was that Brennan formed an interagency task force, a fusion cell, it's called. Although the fusion cells, like our fusion cell, I won't go into it too much, our ACTIC here, our Arizona Counterterrorism Intelligence Task Force, doesn't have anything going because the feds aren't telling them anything. But anyway, compromising FBI, Treasury, CIA, Director of National Intelligence, NSA, the FBI also had a fusion cell. And during that time, Brennan used reverse targeting, which relates to the targeting of a foreign individual with the intent of capturing data on a U.S. citizen. This was uncovered and made public by Representative Devin Nunes in 2017, when he said, "I've seen intelligence reports that clearly show the president-elect and his team were monitored and disseminated out in intelligence reporting channels. Details about persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community from reporting. From what I know now, it looks like incidental collection." That means they ran across it by accident, but that's not what they did. They targeted the foreign guys to link the calls back. I know this in detail. I used to do it. It's not like I've heard about it. I know it very, very well. So this is the reverse targeting. Brennan, however, said, "I made sure that anything that was involving U.S. persons, including anything involving the individuals involved in Trump campaign, was shared with the FBI. He also admitted that his intelligence helped establish the FBI investigation. I was aware of intelligence and information about contacts between Russian officials and U.S. persons that raised concerns in my mind about whether or not those individuals were cooperating with the Russians, either in a witting or unwitting fashion. It served as the basis for the FBI investigation to determine whether such collusion or cooperation occurred." So, but then he testified and said that we didn't use the Steele report at all. And once the FBI opened its counterintelligence investigation in 2016, Brennan shifted his focus, and he informed the Congressional Gang of Eight regarding intelligence information that each member was briefed separately. So if they were briefed separately, why would you do that? It's a lot of time to do, because you're not telling everybody the same thing. That is very significant. And this is where you start getting the grisly step, the Russian militia cyber activity brief and assessing Russian activities and intention. And this is also the same time when you hear the media saying, "Oh, Trump, he's a Russian agent," all of that stuff. And the final report was used to continue pushing the Russia collusion narrative following the election of Trump. Notably, Admiral Mike Rogers of NSA publicly dissented from the findings of the intelligence community on that. So what does that mean? That means that they're not worried about a deputy director of the FBI, McCabe. They're worried about the center of this, and that's Brennan. And that's why I think there is still hope. But I see Mark on the phone. So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Your fantastic show, and I think I'm calling in too early. I didn't want to interrupt you with this, but in the early months of who I will call Donaldus Johannes Trump Magnus, Donald Trump the Great, that I was a little bit embarrassed about his tweets. But I have come full circle on that in a way, or 180 degrees in a way that I think that because of his tweets, we know a whole lot more than we would ever have known.
He was right. His tweets were right.
Technically
wiretap. No, you don't tap wires anymore. It's digitally done, but, you know, but he's a layman.
But, yeah. So here's a couple of later ones. For example, we would not have known this. Here's a tweet from the date was, November of 19. And he says, so now they convict Roger Stone of lying and want to jail him for many years to come. Well, what about Crooked Hillary, Comey, Stroke, Page, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper, Shifty Schiff, Orr, and Nelly, and Steele, and all the others, including even Miller himself? Didn't they lie? And here's another one from earlier, about a year and three quarters ago. Why isn't disgraced FBI official Andrew McCabe being investigated for the $700,000 Crooked Hillary Democrats in Virginia, led by Clinton best friend Terry M., probably Terry McAuliffe, under FBI investigation that they killed? Why didn't that investigation led by Terry McAuliffe gave to McCabe's wife in her run for office, then drop case on Clinton? So, you know, a whole lot more. I don't follow his tweets, but you can find them, and they are very prescient, and they're very to the point.
That's an excellent point, Mark, is that there is more news and real information in his tweets than on days of propaganda press shows. Those, and everybody wants to say that they're just off the cuff, and those are carefully crafted to put out intense truth in short periods of time. And that's why they want to discredit him so badly. But that is a great point. And so I hope you see why I'm saying they've got to be focused. And also Barr has got to show himself to be a real attorney general. If we're going to restore the rule of law, then we can't just be on Trump's side either. We've got to actually come back to the rule of law both ways. Does that make sense?
Yes. And we have to make sure that Chucky Schmucky, Chuck You Schmuck You Schumer does not become a leader in the House or the Senate. I mean, I should say he doesn't become Senate leader, and that Nancy Pelosi is no longer what she is today. And we need to get the Republicans or conservatives or whatever in office. We cannot sit down on our fannies and think, well, you know, I don't care so much about Martha McSally. We'll just skip them. Skip this election. Don't do that. We will lose big time. If we get that space cadet in there, we're in big trouble. And I'm talking about Kelly.
That's very true. That's very true. You get the government you tolerate, and you get what you deserve. And if I tell that to all my, especially my younger students all the time, and I'm always continually amazed at how little they know what's going on. But thanks for the call. Anything else?
Well, that's enough. I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. All right. So I'm glad you're listening. Hey, and go to jeffreyprather.com. Check out the new website. Go to gogetfunding.com. Support the show. So, you know, I hear my commercials being played, but I haven't heard the one where I say Epstein didn't kill himself being played. I don't know if they're not playing that one or not. I'm going to have to go back and make sure they're playing that one, too. And the Russians didn't hack the DNC. That may be too controversial, but I said that. I made a commercial about that. But also, besides Epstein being killed, let's go back to the FBI agent who was uncovering the massive corruption of Hillary and the Clinton Foundation steering billions of dollars through the State Department. Got to remember his death as well. And this is Cicilline. So he was a big-time FBI agent, Cincinnati. And this is the guy last year who supposedly shot himself in a bar with other FBI agents, and then the FBI told everybody to delete and not post what they saw. And he was investigating Hillary and the State Department and the Clinton Foundation stealing billions of dollars. And I talked about this as well, the plane loads of documents coming out of MENA, Arkansas. That's where Bill was from. I was in there for when I was inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. It's pretty country, you know, but it's not a big city kind of area. And so that is just as outrageous, but it didn't get the press of the Epstein murder. But what that shows is they are really scared because they have to make sure these people are killed outright. Now, how does all that happen? And I don't think I'm going to have time on this show. But this guy, Cincinnati, was a... and they call it alleged public suicide. So he goes out drinking with a bunch of FBI guys and shoots himself on the dance floor or something. Never heard that one before. While he was investigating Hillary, and of course we know the death toll around them is you know astronomical, 60, 80, something like that. But that's how scared they are. And next show I'll probably try and go into how they get started in this, and that's in MENA, Arkansas, with the CIA contra cocaine money coming through there. But the important thing here is just because McCabe is off the hook doesn't mean it's over. It means you got to focus on the most important target. So keep the faith. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Work Studios. Back with you next week. Thanks for listening.